The Bulgarian Poetess, read by Edward Herman. Your poems, are they difficult? She smiled, and unaccustomed to speaking English, answered carefully, drawing a line in the air with two delicately pinched fingers holding an imaginary pen.
They are difficult to write.
He laughed, startled and charmed. But not to read? She seemed puzzled by his laugh, but did not withdraw her smile, though its corners deepened in a defensive, feminine way.
I think, she said, not so very.
Good. Brainlessly, he repeated, good. Disarmed by her unexpected quality of truth. He was himself a writer, this 40-ish young man, Henry Beck, with his thinning, curly hair and melancholy Jewish nose, the author of one good book and three others, the good one having come first. By a kind of oversight, he had never married. His reputation had grown while his powers declined. As he felt himself sink, in his fiction, deeper and deeper into eclectic sexuality and bravura narcissism, as his search for plain truth carried him farther and farther into treacherous realms of fantasy, and lately of silence, he was more and more thickly hounded by homage, by flat-footed exegetes, by arrogantly worshipful undergraduates who had hitchhiked 1,000 miles to touch his hand, by querulous translators, by election to honorary societies, by invitations to lecture, to speak, to read, to participate in symposia trumped up by ambitious, girly magazines in shameless conjunction with venerable universities. His very government, in airily unstamped envelopes from Washington, invited him to travel as an ambassador of the arts to the other half of the world, the hostile, mysterious half. Rather automatically, but with some faint hope of shaking himself loose from the burden of himself, he consented, and found himself floating, with a passport so stapled with visas it fluttered when pulled from his pocket, down into the dim airports of communist cities. He arrived in Sofia the day after a mixture of Bulgarian and African students had smashed the windows of the American legation and ignited an overturned Chevrolet. The cultural officer, pale from a sleepless night of guard duty, tamping his pipe with trembling fingers, advised Beck to stay out of crowds, and escorted him to his hotel. The lobby was swarming with Negroes in black wool fezes and pointed European shoes. Insecurely disguised, he felt, by an Astrakhan hat purchased in Moscow, Beck passed through to the elevator, whose operator addressed him in German. "Ja, vier," Beck answered, "danke," and telephoned in his bad French for dinner to be brought up to his room. He remained there all night.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?